I'll ask you just a quick question. I'll let you get on to your summer vacation.
back to work.
It seems, you know, in some of the things that I've read, that the institutions of the IMF and the World Bank are kind of the man behind the curtain. What are they, and should we be worried about them?
We should be worried about them, but they're not so much the man behind the curtain as the agency that's carrying out certain actions.
Mm-hmm.
These international financial institutions, which were set up at the end of the Second World War, have, you know, changed their purposes and functions over the years. But in effect, they're the sort of, you know, they're the agent. I mean, they're essentially the agency of the major transnationals and the great powers.
Mm-hmm.
So the what's called G7, the seven big states, and the big transnational corporations, which are on the scale of states, and the financial institutions and so on, they are trying to organize a certain kind of world. And the agency for carrying out those plans to a significant extent, totally, is the World Bank and the IMF.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, we should be worried about the kind of world that they're trying to create, and hence about the institutions by which they're doing it. And also about something very crucial about the nature of all of these institutions. They are basically unaccountable.
Right.
In order to know what the IMF is doing, even, you have to dedicate an awful lot of energy and effort to put into it. You have to be a specialist. And for most people, that's hopeless. You cannot know what you can barely know of their existence, let alone what they're doing,
right,
even when it's public, which it often isn't. And they're making decisions which have an enormous impact on people. Well, that itself is illegitimate. So any unaccountable exercise of power is in itself illegitimate. And if you look further at what they're doing, I think there's good reason to be concerned about it, but they're not acting on their own. They express what in fact is called in the literature the Washington Consensus. And it's the Washington Consensus because it's forged in Washington. Which is not only the home of the World Bank and the IMF for the most part, but also of the world's most powerful state and the representatives of the major sectors of corporate power, which either congregate there or send the representatives there. It's
mm-hmm.
called the Washington Consensus for no reason.
And finally, are you a fan of any particular kind of music, and can we play a request for you?
If I told you what my tastes were, they would shock you.
Oh no, you go right ahead.
Type.
Go ahead and shock me.
Almost nothing. You know, I'm very much restricted to things in my childhood or before. You know,
yeah.
Far before.
I don't know. Our CD catalog's pretty large. Try me.
I wouldn't even know what to say. Beethoven's late quartet.
Okay, that's good. Any pop music or rap music or anything like that at all that rings a bell?
I am so ignorant.
Right.
It isn't even worth asking me.
Okay. All right.
I sort of knew something when my kids were around.
Right.
But that's a lot of years ago.
Well, Noam, thank you so much for being on the show, and have a great summer.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.